Proclamation number 5350 of 3rd of April, 1952. Redeemer work. Understanding for spiritual need. With the realization of the spiritual need, the will to help and the willingness to participate in the work of redemption also increases. Then the condition is also created to be able to constantly receive strength and thus also to be capable of the work of redemption. And then I place the human being myself in the area of redemption which he can master, then I let him become sighted so that he will now be active where he is needed. I constantly endeavor to save and help. My saving hand reaches into the deepest depths. And anyone who allows himself to be pulled up by it will never regret it, for it will guide him such that he can now prove to himself whether he is worthy of my saving love. And therefore I need servants who are willing to serve and to whom I entrust the work on these lost souls, because they have to be humanly instructed and guided in order to ascend to the light. In order to be able to instruct them, knowledge must have been made accessible to my servants, which I therefore convey to them myself in order to make them suitable. But what this work of salvation achieves is incomprehensible to you humans. But you should know that it is necessary that you are assured of my reward and the gratitude of the redeemed souls, but that you will only be successful if love stimulates you to be redeemingly active. The feeling of compassion and love would certainly awaken in many people if they could recognize the spiritual hardship of the souls, both on earth as well as in the beyond. If only they could take a look into the kingdom which is still closed to them, they would be able to see and hear spiritually. Yet this knowledge must be withheld from them. The spiritual kingdom must remain closed to them as long as they still dwell on earth, because the convinced knowledge would make them unfree in their thoughts and actions. Yet anyone who lives in love has also reached a certain degree of maturity which gives him full understanding for the spiritual hardship on earth and also in the spiritual kingdom. This person cannot be told urgently enough to participate in the salvation of souls, for this is the actual task of the human being on earth, to cast off the spiritual darkness and attain the light. And where people themselves are too weak-willed, their fellow human beings shall help them with love, they shall carry the light where it is still dark, and much blessing will result from it. Both for the saved as well as for their saviors, for every work of love has an effect as strength and light, and every work of love brings bliss one day in eternity. Amen.